Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates from Living Compassion. My name is Anna and I'm pleased to be joined today by Steph, who's here to talk with us about the power of just sticking with it in practice and especially with recording and listening. Hey, Steph.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
Hey, great. Great to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So do you want to jump in and tell us a bit about your experience of just sticking with it with recording and listening?
Yeah, you bet. I did the retreat, and so there is nothing wrong with your retreat, back in the fall. And before that, I'd done a little bit of recording and listening, and I took one of the classes to kind of help me, you know, figure out some methods and tools and all of that. But I hadn't done much, and so really the retreat was the first time that I'd really done it with, you know, we were doing it obviously every day, and and it was good. Like, I, you know, it definitely to me seemed like a good tool to have in my arsenal. It makes sense, you know, my voice of you know, the internal mentor is going to supplant these, you know, negative ego voices and all of that. So it all made sense to me. So I incorporated that into my practice. And then when I got home, I signed up for a Zen coach right away because I thought that would definitely deepen the work that I was doing. And so I can't remember exactly how many sessions I'd done with the Zen coach, but I, maybe three or four, but was, you know, it was multiple packages. It was working very well, really fantastic experience. I really enjoyed that. And just, you know, I'm sure, you know, it's the same for everybody, but you pick a specific, you know, cycle that, you know, to process map. And then you do that and you do a lot of right-handed, left-handed recording around that. So, It was a good experience. I was definitely getting something out of it. And then all of a sudden, I had this really profound experience where it, like, you know, like, not that I was plateauing, like, because I was definitely doing the work, but it was, you know, a slight, in, you know, if you're looking at a graph, like, slight incline in my practice. And then all of a sudden, it was like a major jump. And what I would call this breakthrough. And so we were working on, you know, the specific content. And what occurred to me during some of the work I was doing is that every day at some point throughout the day, I would get like this zap of, you know, I'd just be going about minding my own business, either working or doing something, whatever, having a fine time. And then ego would like zap me like an electrical shock with just some remind me of, hey, remember when you blah, 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 like whatever, some shameful experience. And it would be so, it would feel so deep that it would like stop me in my tracks and totally take me out of whatever good experience I was having. And I realized that my conditioned response to this was just like run in the opposite direction. Quick, think of something pink fuzzy bunnies. Like think of something.
Like avoid.
To just, you know, whatever you can sense. And realized I was doing this at least once a day. And and so through this work that I was doing with my recording and listening, I don't know what changed exactly, but rather than just experiencing that and then, because it just becomes part of your daily routine so you don't even think about it. When it happened this one time, I was like, no, you know what? I'm not going to ignore it this time and turn away from it. I'm going to examine it and make this part of my work. And so all of a sudden, rather than, you know, saying, oh, quick, think of something pleasant, it was the content, it was about, like, me, I lost my temper with my son in a bad way 7 years ago, like when he was about 10 years old. And so rather than thinking of something different, I sat with it and I let myself experience the whole thing all over again. So I did a right-handed recording and I went back to everything, to the anger, the rage that I felt, the loss of control when I was yelling, the relief I felt, like when, you know, when I yelled and actually felt good for a second, and then the shame and guilt around, you know, feeling good for a second and just losing control and losing my temper. And so the right-handed recording around that came really clear to me. Like I was able to completely access that, those feelings, and go back to that and do a recording, a really good recording around that. I listened with my left hand, and the words, and this is what I talked about in group on Sunday, when I don't know what exactly was different, but the compassionate being, the mentor, you know, inside of me just flowed like it's never flowed before. There was one point where I was talking to myself, and I was actually, another part of me said, "Are you still recording? Like, this is going on so long. Is this still going on?" Like, almost like I described it like speaking in tongues, where I was just like going, and the advice was just so good. Like, really, that's all you got? This is your worst parenting experience? Like, this is it, you know? And it just came. It just flowed so easily. It was so great.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say something really shifted for me after that. I don't know exactly what it was, but it's all of a sudden since then, I have been really noticing throughout the day where these things are occurring, and then just building my practice around that. So it's been an incredible experience. Like, it was just something major shifted for me.
An incredible experience, something major shifted for you. Yeah. Well, we can hear it, right, in the life force that's coming across and in what you're saying. And there's just so much in what you said to underline, right, Steph, that it's like, what occurred to me was, is, you know, that which you are seeking is what's causing you to seek, right? So that wisdom, love, and compassion has been guiding you, you know, there you were going on the There Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat, and keeping up that momentum by signing up for a Zen Awareness Coach and keeping going with that. So you got to this point where there was this thing happening every day where you'd get the zap from ego, right? The zap of guilt and feeling bad. And it was going on. And as you said, it was kind of like, well, this is just part of my daily routine. This is just what happens. And you got to this point where you realized, actually, I'm going to turn right round and look at this. Like, you could see that avoidance happening from awareness, right? Instead of seeing through it. So instead of, oh, yeah, I am just going to go off and think about these pink fuzzy things over here and avoid this thing that I'm told I should be frightened of and ashamed of, seeing that whole thing from awareness, turning to look at it. And it's, you know, as we say in practice, well, two things, nothing can stand up under scrutiny, right? And it, instead of being the hunted, becoming the hunter, where you're turning right around to look at it and bringing it into the two-handed recording, where you just got to talk uncensored about that whole experience. And then, you know, there in the left hand, sounds like that channel was wide open for that wisdom, love, and compassion to come right through and talk to the person in a way that really landed. And as you said, it was an incredible experience, a breakthrough.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it was like. And you know, and like I said, you know, I was doing my work, and I think it's like anything. If you're, you know, training for a marathon, even if you don't feel like doing it, you just got to do it. And then
Yeah. It's the power of, like, just sticking with it, just picking up the recorder. So there's that thing that's going on with you every day, and you're recording about it, recording about it, recording about it, until it's like you get down through the layers, until, you know, that wisdom, love, and compassion speaks directly to the person who's caught in that suffering. And, you know, the whole experience is completely transformed. Sounds like a huge shift.
Exactly.
Yeah. So as you say, training, it's a marathon. We show up and train whether whether the voices are saying we feel like it or not, and just stick with it and just press record. Just keep on picking up that recorder, huh?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as we just reach the top of the hour here, Steph, anything that you want to add before we turn the show over?
No, I mean, I think it for me, it was great. I was going to keep going anyway, but this certainly gives me, you know, incentive to. It's kind of exciting because once you peel back, like you said, the layers. Uh-huh. You know, how deep can we go here? So it just kind of this part of it is really fun. So rather than feeling like a chore, you get these like experiences where you're like, oh, okay, this is fun. I can play with this. Uh-huh. You know.
This is fun. I can play with this. Yeah. So that experience of fear, shame, and avoidance transformed into, you know, stepping back into that big, conscious, compassionate awareness of this is fun, right? This is an adventure. I get to explore this. I get to keep on exploring. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a change from what it was before, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. It just shows us what's possible, huh?
That's right.
Freeing that human being. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Steph.
Thank you for having me, Anna.
All right. And we'll turn the show over to Michael and Sherry.
Wonderful. Thank you, Steph. And thank you, Anna. Good afternoon and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Michael. Don't you love it when it works?
Yes. Yes.
Golly gee.
Yes. Yes. It's great to have the willingness and be willing to go with whatever the outcome is. And when it does work.
That's right. We're not attached to the outcome. But when we get a good outcome,
yes.
We're happy for it.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And how are you today?
Good. I love that conversation, as you can imagine.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
me
they were
too.
Talking about one of the three or four great passions of my life, and so beautifully, and it's just it thrills me when well, that's it. You know, when it works.
Yes.
and when people realize that it works and it changes a person's life and they get excited about it and they really want to continue to experience it. It's just a wonderful thing.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. And the persistence and the willingness and the showing up over and over and over. It's critical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it won't happen without it. Which is, again, one of my big obsessions, you know, how that system talks people into quitting before they get the kind of results that Steph was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't feel like it, if a person goes along with that, then they're never going to have that experience because they will quit before it happens. And then they will forever believe that, there's nothing to that. That doesn't work. You know, I tried it and it didn't work. Which is never true.
Yes, yes. I have a hummingbird update for you, Sherry.
Oh, tell me. How is he or she?
I'm looking at her right now. We've called her Corona. And two baby chicks were born yesterday. And so it's very exciting.
Gosh.
Yeah, and she's been feeding the chicks there, so it's very fun.
Your baby chicks it wasn't quite like that, was it?
No.
Because she was building a nest, 2 weeks ago or something?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's quite a good turnaround there.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is so exciting.
It is very exciting.
Oh,
yes.
I bet they are so cute. My gosh.
Too. Yes, yes. And I was surprised to learn that she feeds them and then sits on them again. So I didn't realize that she continues to sit on them after they're born. But apparently that's part of how it works.
Well, they don't look like they've got a lot to stay warm or out of the elements. They don't have a lot of that going on for them. So they probably need mama to, keep them toasty.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, congratulations,
Thank you.
Dad.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I have announcements here.
All right.
In this difficult time, many of us are experiencing a range of emotions and sensations. They might include gratitude, joy, grief, worry, stress. whatever we are experiencing, conditioning consistently tries to make that wrong. This Saturday, April 11th, join Sangha at the Welcoming It All, Practicing Acceptance in Challenging Times workshop for a guided exploration of freedom from ego's something wrong. This workshop is free of charge, but please register by Friday, April 10th.
Lovely. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Yes.
That's an exciting topic.
Yes. Yes. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're already...
Well, what else is going on, Michael?
Well, if
you're... Oh, here, let me be quiet and you'll tell me.
I will tell you. If you are already meditating in the morning or wish to start, enjoy the extra support of meditating with Sangha with virtual meditation groups. The 30-minute conference call meditation sessions happen 7 days a week. For a full schedule of the groups, visit the virtual meditation groups webpage at livingcompassion.org.
That's good. You can do
That's good.
Of that in your jammies.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for these and other practice opportunities, visit livingcompassion.org. And if you'd like to talk with Sherry today, you can make a show and get in the queue by pressing star 6 and then 1. And a conversation on one topic, please, in about 5 minutes is great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
I think
right.
We're ready,
here
Sherry.
There we go, huh?
All right.
Yeah. Thank
there
you, Michael.
Go. You're welcome. First caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello. Perfectly.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, Sherry. Is it Sherry?
Sherry.
Yes. My name is Leah, and I had arranged to speak to you regarding the recording and listening course.
The one were you on the call early enough to hear Steph just talking about that?
Yes, I
yeah,
did.
That's the one. Yeah, that's
yes.
The one.
Mhm. Yes. I thought you wanted to explain something to me, or you don't need to because of the beginning caller.
Well, I know that we won't say who because we have this thing called the privileged environment. But I know that you know someone who's a part of our practice and who does recording and listening and is very excited and enthusiastic about it, and thought it would be good for you, right? As our loved ones do, when we find something that we're enthusiastic about, we want everybody we care about to also have the experience. And so since the information I received is that you really don't know anything about our practice at all, I thought it might be good for us to have a little conversation about what you were hoping to accomplish with this and what your understanding of it is and all like that.
Sherry, it occurred to me again, as you know, I know someone who suggested this. I do not meditate. Would that be like preclude me from
no.
this practice?
No, we won't even chastise you lightly. No, it's not a requirement at all. In fact, quite the opposite. Very often, I hope that whatever we do, because we're into a lot of stuff, And I hope that whatever we do brings a person around to the point where they want to spend more time with themselves, which is what meditation is.
Yes, I do a lot of me time, but it is not necessarily, I've been ill for many years, and I am self-distanced because of it. And, it's hard. It's really hard. So I try to read as many and listen to as many positive things as I can. But it is so hard. I do recordings since
learned about it.
The privacy, since I met your one of your, I don't know how to express this, one of your friends.
We have a person in common, don't we?
Right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. A lovely woman. And
yes.
I would love to do this, and I realize it is a commitment. It is a full commitment, and I have, since I met the person we have in common, I have been doing recordings on my own.
How's that going? What do you think about that?
Because of the, it worked, maybe not, in the complete sense of what your users or your students, comrades experience, because, you have lessons and practice and so forth, but workshops, everything. But it was working. I've been with the person in common for close to a year, and it worked for me for a little while, but then things got escalated with my illness and with a family member being very in crisis. So, it goes, I want to do this because I need to get away from this illness, even if it's just, and
that's right.
The negativity of what I've been through. I'm 70 years old, so I want to redevelop myself. I want to raise myself.
And you want to have the very best life that you can possibly have.
It's so hard. I'm cloistered.
Well, now that's one of the things that so here's the main thing that I want to say to you, okay? Why I'm glad I have this opportunity to talk with you, because and you've probably heard this rumor from the unnamed source, that one of the most difficult things for human beings is ego resistance. That negative voice in our head really wants to stay there and really wants to be negative. And so you've noticed anytime we try to do anything good for ourselves, then it's going to be right in there to try to sabotage it. So the one thing I want to say is, after you do this course, even while you're doing it, that negative voice is going to be trying to talk you out of it, telling you that you're doing a bad job and that this isn't working and you can't get it and there's something wrong with you. All of those standard kinds of things, okay?
Exactly.
So after you do the course, one of the things that I'm going to ask of you is that you stay as close to us as you can for at least the next month after that. Okay? Michael and I have been doing this with some help from our friends, okay, for about the last 18 years or something like that. And so we have archives of all these shows for all those years. And you can listen to them, okay? And you can listen to people doing practice and running into resistance and getting past it and just this, the kinds of stories that you heard from Steph a little while ago, okay? So that you continue to have support after you learn these skills. Now, I'm going to say one other thing, okay?
Yes.
A lot of people I know really struggle with what's happening now because people feel so isolated.
Yes. Yes.
So isolated and alone. Okay. Now, this might be hard to imagine, okay? But I will tell you it's true. I know it's true because it is my experience. When you realize that the person that you most want to spend time with, be a friend of and to, enjoy the company of, go through life with, is you.
I know.
Yep.
People.
You will no longer dread or fear being by yourself. In fact, there's the prediction. You'll find yourself thinking, oh gosh, I've got all these obligations with people, and I really wish I had more time to just be quiet. I wish I had, I need to record, and I really want to listen to my recordings. And, okay? So at a certain point down the road, we're going to get together, and you're going to say, you know what, Sherry, you were right. That's how I feel. I just love being with her.
Yes.
At that
very
point,
good.
Whether you're sitting cross-legged on the floor or on a chair or however you're doing it, you'll be a meditator.
Yeah, I have experienced it before, but it was not in a disciplined or, the proper tools and that,
okay.
And
okay.
Youth.
Okay, we got a deal?
Yeah, I really will do my best.
I know that you will.
Yes.
I know that you will.
Yes.
All right. And so we'll be in touch again, right?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yes,
wonderful
blessings.
Talking with you. Take care of yourself and to you, too. All right. Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Leah. And Sherry, I appreciate the willingness and the exploration and the courage.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And especially, it's tricky and challenging for all of us. But when there's anything that's going on in our lives, like for most people what we're experiencing now, that gives ego that extra edge, because there really is it is real. It's not just that the negative voice is saying this is real. If you have an illness, a debilitating illness, if you've got family crisis, if you've got, a loss, you've lost a job, you've lost a house, you've lost a person, these are real things And, of course, those are the kinds of things that ego really wants to drag out and say, yeah, but you can't do that because of this. And, in fact, as you very well know, the truth of that is that's exactly when we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And, Sherry, we have another caller here.
All right.
Hello?
Next caller. You are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, great. Hi, this is Lisa from Pennsylvania.
Well, hello, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
What's going on?
Wow, a lot's going on. A lot is going on. Well, I was hoping we could look at something that I've been looking at, which is it's funny. So what I've been noticing is I'm going to try to do it without doing the content because I think it will go better. So what I notice is there's a lot of very serious things happening in the world and happening all around us, happening, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed is so, like, honestly, conditioning does not want me to talk about it, so I figured that's a good reason to try to talk about it. What conditioning's doing is it wants to focus on really boring, stupid, nasty conversations that are so, like, superficial and odd, like, And I've just weird little self-improvement things that have nothing to do with, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost embarrassing to talk about it.
Yep.
Like, it's, you know?
Yeah. Well, if I'm going with you here, Lisa. So we think, even though you've been practicing for a long time, so you know that what I'm going to say isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean we don't fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
In times of enormous crisis, the voice in the head is going to take it seriously.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's in the same way that people believe if something really bad happens to you, self-hate is not going to, you know, it'll sort of go away.
Right,
self-hate
right,
is something
right.
that happens in the good times, right?
Right, right.
But in fact, it's worse than ever, right? And so in that same way, that during this time where there's really a lot going on in people's lives, that those voices in the head would be so superficial. They would be as superficial as they would be in the most boring of times. You know, there's nothing going on in your life. There's nothing going on in your life. And so the voice in there is just inane stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's a boring time. This is not a boring time.
Right. I mean, I think, and that's the thing. So there's, like I said, I don't want to do the content, but I think so what I notice is that it comes through with these weird, I mean, you cannot believe how superficial the stuff it is that it wants to pick at me about, right? So it comes through with that. Then the second layer of it is, I cannot believe that you are focused on that superficial garbage right now when people are dying in the world, right?
Yeah.
And then the next
what
layer comes in of
you?
Like, yeah. And then the next layer comes in is like, oh my goodness, if you were the right, you know, spiritual person, you would not, none of this would be happening. Why can't you just love yourself?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I mean, and it's so multi-layered. Like, and what I wanted to talk to you about was when I go to record, I have really noticed that conditioning is really talking to conditioning. Like, I keep having this weird feedback loop of like, well, if so then, you know, what you probably should do is just don't eat tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like comes up with these bizarre, like, I'm like, wait a minute, where'd that come from? You know what I mean? Or, well, what you should do is, da-da-da-da-da. You know,
and intuitively you sense this is not coming from the mentor, right?
No, not at all.
Why don't you just not eat tomorrow?
right.
Yeah.
So it's like I keep pulling back farther and farther, and like every time I pull back, it's like, remember the Land O'Lakes lady with the butter on the butter thing? I don't know if you remember her, but like you would pull back and it was like her holding the butter, and then you'd pull back and it was her holding the butter of her holding the butter. And you know what I mean? It's like I keep pulling back and it's like it's conditioning, and then oh my gosh, no, that's conditioning. Oh my gosh, no, that's conditioning. Yes. You know?
Yes, yes.
And it's exhausting.
And so,
it's exhausting.
Well, it is, except for this little piece of information.
Uh-huh.
And that is, if that were you, you would not be able to do what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
But the truth of the matter is, you mm-hmm. are watching all of that from awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason. You could be bored by it if you wanted to, right? But there's no reason to be exhausted by it.
Yeah.
What wants you to believe you're exhausted by it is, of course, one of those layers. Oh, my God. It's like, you know, people are on retreat, and on about day three, if they're new to retreating, you know, they drag in. Oh, my God, this is, it's exhausting.
Right.
This paying attention is exhausting.
Uh-huh.
But no, it's not. It's that ego is claiming exhaustion because it's tired of being scrutinized.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
that's what's happening. I mean, you're watching. Now, you're watching it layer after layer after layer,
mm-hmm.
but you're still watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not actually caught up in any of those layers. And so...
Yeah.
Even though there's a Lisa, and you're watching the voice come in and say, why are you thinking about this ridiculous stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you watch as it shifts. It, now the attack on her is, what is the matter with you? Why don't you just drop all this and just love yourself? If you were the right, okay. Then
yeah.
you're what and. So now this would be a good time for a two-handed recording.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because that poor person, you know, she's the one who is getting beaten over the head with all of these layers of conditioning. But you can save her because you, in quotes, you, the authentic human being, you're in awareness watching it all.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and you know, and I think some of the exhaustion, whatever I'm calling that, is also the fighting. So like it's like I'm fighting with it, but
yeah,
that's pointless,
don't.
Isn't it? It's so
yeah,
silly,
don't do
right?
That.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you just saw it. And when you see it, you can feel the energy that's released.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
right. And so now you as a practitioner, watching from awareness, you can pick up the recorder. You can let her talk about what it feels like to be just hit with wave after wave after wave after wave of this nonsense, right?
Yeah.
The blame and the judgment and the criticism and that sort of thing. So
yeah.
And then you can help her realize that that doesn't have anything to do with her. That's just what ego does. That's just what mm-hmm. self-hate does.
Mm-hmm.
And voila, lots of energy back for Lisa.
Yeah. 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 Wow. Yeah. Isn't it fun? I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised by it. I'm just astounded that in the middle of this, you know, and by the way, I spend my day doing very serious things too. Like I spend my day, part of my job is something where I'm, you know, involved in a lot of people's feelings and emotions. And it, you know what I mean? There,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of what I guess mm-hmm. we would call serious stuff happening. And then it's just shocking to me that this huge chunk of my brain is being taken up by this ridiculous, you know,
well,
garbage.
That,
you know what
and,
I mean?
And that's, well, yes, I do. Absolutely. And
yeah.
that's an important piece of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens when you're taken up, when attention is on that those layers, just mm-hmm. code for that crap. What happens is you're not able to be with the person who's doing that serious work. You're not able to yeah. support and care for her. You're not
yeah.
That could be where the exhaustion is coming from.
Yeah. It's true, because when I'm with the people that I'm working with, I'm very present, right? And then when mm-hmm. that stops, then I'm hanging out with conditioning. Honestly, that's what I've been doing.
Yes.
I've just been hanging out with
yes.
conditioning.
Yes.
And conditioning
yes.
is really boring.
She has.
Yeah,
right?
she has. Right.
So yeah. she goes to work and does this really emotional, intense work.
Right.
And then she leaves work and there's no recording. There's no earbuds in there going, great job. That was
yeah.
amazing. Wasn't that wonderful to be able to, and I really appreciated the way that went. And it seemed like it was really helpful with her, that it seemed like he really got, you know, that was great job. That was a lot
yeah.
going on. You did a great job there, right? She doesn't get that. She just gets beaten to the car, beaten for the drive home. Well,
right.
no.
Well, there is no
home,
drive.
So it's a shorter drive.
Right.
I lost my head there for a minute. Yeah. So walk to the other room.
Right. Right.
The point is there is that transition is missing, and adding that transition, that two-handed recording, to let her, she could first of all talk about what happened with her, what she felt about what.
You are so right. Honestly, yes. Because I'll tell you what I have noticed is, So conditioning has been making my schedule too, right? So like I get done work and then I turn myself over to the conditioning.
Yeah.
What it just
yeah.
and what I've noticed is conditioning schedule. If I have conditioning making my schedule, I also have my attention. Then my attention is where conditioning wants my attention to be. Do you know
what
I mean?
That's exactly right. That's
yeah.
exactly right. Yeah. Mhm. All right.
Yeah.
She's gonna have a better day going forward.
yeah.
She's got somebody on her team. Yeah.
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 Oh, this
yeah.
was great. Thank
All
you
right.
so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Sherry.
You are so welcome. You're
All
so
right.
Welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Great
Take care.
You.
You're welcome.
You too. Take care.
Bye bye.
Thanks for joining us, Lisa. I appreciated that conversation, Sherry. And again, I hear willingness, I hear courage, I hear curiosity mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. how each of us works. And it's a great gift to me to have a window on somebody else, because they're just like me.
Yes, exactly. We're all just exactly alike, aren't we?
Yes.
And the thing with that conversation, it's so clear what we all want and need, and it's also so clear that we're the only ones who can provide that for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we might have other people in our lives, people who love us, people we love. That's great, and we don't need to get rid of them, but they can't do for us what we just talked about with Lisa in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
yes.
can be there for that transition. Because nobody else was there. They don't have any idea
right.
what that day was like, and all that emotion, and what's going on, and the connections that are made, and where that lands in a person's system. The only person who knows that is ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Fabulous. And Sherry, we are going to hear from our Zen Awareness Coaching Program, and then we'll come back to talk with more callers.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Zen Awareness Coaching supports us to look at the content of our lives through the lens of process. Through the 6 weekly sessions, we use content such as relationships, career, money, health, even spiritual practice itself, and get support for looking at it through the eyes of not what, but how. We use the tools of recording and listening, process mapping, and weekly practice commitments to see how we suffer so we can drop that and support the human to live in unconditional love and acceptance. People say that the structure and one-to-one support that coaching offers makes a huge difference in their lives. If you've ever attended a There Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat and would like to work with a Zen Awareness Coach, email zenawarenesscoach@livingcompassion.org. Let Zen Awareness Coaching provide the support and structure for living in the how of presence.
Welcome back to Open Air. And Sherry, we have more callers here.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Virginia.
Hey, Virginia.
Hey, Virginia.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I guess I also just want to express my gratitude that we are here practicing together as a Sangha. I just feel the support. I really feel the support. I feel supported. And partly that, I think, is because I'm participating. And
of course.
Yeah. So feeling the support like you were just describing, like showing up for myself and with recording and listening and with the exercises and the year-long retreat and all that.
Yeah, yeah, she's got somebody with her. Every step of the way, she's not alone.
Yeah.
Right?
And so then that, she's not alone. And then that kind of magnifies the support I feel from Sangha, you know?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's not alone. She's got somebody there with her who's on her side, who's supporting her. And part of that is finding other places for her to be supported.
Right. Right.
You know, everything. It's what Pooh said, Virginia. It's so much friendlier with two.
Yeah.
Right? Right. And so like the year-long retreat, you know, you have somebody to do the exercises with.
Right. And I think that when I feel that sense of support from myself, then I'm having that experience already, and then I can have that experience in a broader sense.
That's right. Yep. Yep. And you're still there, aren't you, Virginia? Oh, no.
Let's see here.
I thought she was thinking about that way too long.
Yes. Give me a moment here. Let me see. I think I lost her, Sherry.
Oh, well, we'll watch for her, huh?
Yeah, let me just see if she's come back. Okay, not back yet. So let me find another caller here for us, Sherry.
Okay.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Michael, it's Ann calling from the Bay Area.
Hey, Ann.
Well, hello, Ann. What are you seeing?
I think I can just say ditto to everything Virginia said, and then we can just take it from there.
All right, good.
Oh my, it's just such a privilege
to
be able to enjoy.
It's friendlier with you.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, and friendlier with the Sangha. I mean, I just feel, I just feel so grateful to be able to be participating, and I'm seeing so much in the year-long retreat, and every morning I'm just blown away. And one of the things you said this morning that really struck me, is it okay to mention something that we say on the year-long retreat on the radio show? Is that being present. Well, I don't know exactly how you said it, because I need to still listen to the call again. But that what we think that being of service is to go out and do something. And what really
scrub the floors in a hospital, I think was the image I used. I could have said the latrines, I guess, but yeah, that it has to be hard and hard. That's service, right? Something that you really don't want to do, it's going to be really hard. That's service.
Yeah.
But instead.
You go right ahead. That's the good share.
I can't remember the rest of it, Ann. I just remember that part. So I was hoping you had the rest of it.
Yeah, I do. I think I do. If I got it, was instead it's being present to what life is leading us to do in this moment.
Yeah, that sounds right, doesn't it?
Yeah. So
that's the best service we can offer to all. So it has that, you know, everybody now, at least in this country, is repeating that we're all in this together. We're all in this together, which is a very important message for us all to have right about now. And it gives, you know, when we talk about we're all cells in the body of the Buddha, that kind of image, or we're all in this together, that being unconditionally participatory in the way that we are being lived right in this moment, what we are given in this very moment to be and to do, but not from a sense of doing, but from a sense of being, that's the very best service that we can offer to all. And of course, if can you imagine if everyone on the planet were doing that? Oh my gosh. We would have no problems.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could say so much, and yet I just feel like it's just, I'm just left in this place of gratitude and so many things. I'm sure everybody else is having this experience of so many things I no longer take for granted that I went to the store and bought a cauliflower the other day, and I just thought, this is amazing that this cauliflower is here, and I can buy this.
Yes.
And somebody grew it, and it got me.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh.
It's like miracles.
Yes. Yes. Moving from going to the grocery store, they don't have the brand I want.
Yeah.
Right? They got 90 kinds of mustard, but they don't have the one I want. And so I'm just going to get all bent out of shape about that. Mm-hmm. Right? To the thing of this, wow, there are groceries. There's something for me to eat, and I can access it. It's a whole new reality.
Yes. Yes, and so I just wanted to call in and participate. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I said that, that's not really true. We're actually tuning in to reality as it's always been.
Oh, reality as it are. Yes.
Yeah? Right?
Yes.
Because it's always been a miracle that there are things for us to eat. And that we can go to the store and we can buy things and we can fix them and have them and eat them and enjoy them. And that's always been remarkable. But for ego, all of those things are things that don't matter, because the only thing that matters to ego is what it doesn't like, what it doesn't want, what's not working for it, how to get out of this moment and into a moment where there's something wrong. And in these times, that just becomes glaringly obvious. And I project from what you're saying, you're very clear that is not what you want to be doing.
Oh, crystal clear. And yes, and that's why practice is such an incredible gift. And the other thing I'm seeing, as I'm sure other people are, is all of the people, all of the effort it takes by all of these people I don't even know, for my well-being to be able to be maintained or happen.
Oh.
You know, the incredible service that all these people do. I mean, I just, every time I go, I went to the grocery store, I just said to everybody in there, I'm just so grateful you're here. I went outside, there was a police officer in the parking lot. I motioned for him to roll down his window. I said, I'm just so grateful you're here. You know, I mean, it's all these people.
Yeah.
And that extends, for me, that extends to Sangha. I am so grateful. I mean, I was just sitting listening to everybody call in tonight, and with every person, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful you're looking at what you're looking at, that you're practicing. I'm so grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. And may we never lose that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
People talk about being so eager to get back to life as it was. May we never get back to life as it was.
Yeah.
May we always be grateful for one another and for everything we have and for every moment of life. May we stay in this.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, mm-hmm. thank you so much for being there, you and Michael, for doing this show for 18 years and continuing to do it and have it be a vital tool for all of us. I mean, it's really kind of phenomenal. When you said that, 18 years, I went, oh, my Lord.
I think that's true. I think that's true. All right, we can find out. We can check it out with Michael, but I think that it's right around that. So, yeah. All right. Thank you, Ann.
Tomorrow morning. Thank you so much.
All right. Manana.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Go happy.
Has it been about 18 years, Michael?
I think that's about right, Sherry. I think that is about right. Yeah.
I just remember, as I always say, I remember you were just a child.
We were both just children, weren't we?
We were both just youths, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was another fabulous conversation, and I just feel incredibly grateful to be part of this practice and this Sangha, and it's a tremendous blessing. I'm very
mm-hmm.
grateful.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And the other good news is that Virginia is back in the queue here.
All right.
Okay. Let's find the right button here. Okay, Virginia, you should be unmuted.
Yep,
now.
I'm back. I'm here.
That's
okay. Good.
That's so funny. I thought, boy, she's really taken a long time to look at that, and then I realized I don't think that's what's going on.
I know. I didn't realize it for a while either. But let me just cut to the chase because
right.
I think my mind can only hold one topic at a time. But Sherry, it is good. We've been looking at practicing being what we are. We're practicing being what we are. We're not practicing being what we are not.
That's correct.
Okay, I just got to pause because I've been seeing something about that. I don't know that I can articulate it because it just was coming up today. I'm seeing how conditioning is really always in the background trying to get me to be a different way or trying to convince me that I should be a different way than I am.
Oh, yeah. Which proves there's something wrong with you.
Right. Absolutely. That's the implication.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with me. And I guess what I want to ask you is so I've been looking at and considering, sometimes, okay, course comparison will come in. You know, this is how this person expresses gratitude or lives wholeheartedly. Let's say I'm watching somebody else live wholeheartedly and they're really enthusiastic all the time and they just jump right in and do it, and that's lovely to see. It's inspiring to be around. And I want to find, what it is to live wholeheartedly for Virginia.
That's right. That's right.
And and I'm not sure what that is. I mean, because
I don't know this. You'll look and then you'll say. But it seems to me that putting somebody in charge of watching Virginia to see if she's living wholeheartedly might just be a variation on watching her to see what's wrong with her.
That's exactly it. It's such a slippery slope for me.
It's
slippery.
All roads, as we say, all roads lead to self-hate, right? And so, so then she's got to be watched because was that wholehearted? Was she wholehearted there? I don't know. I don't think that was really wholehearted. Not compared to so-and-so. So-and-so, I mean, you can tell. So-and-so is wholehearted.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that was or not. And so maybe just losing interest in ever knowing whether you're wholehearted or not.
Yeah.
But instead just living.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's so funny when you say that because it feels threatening in a way.
Oh, and I can guarantee we both know who's threatened by that, right?
Yeah,
because if that's the case, and if you applied that principle across the board, well, ego is just out of luck. Because that's ego's whole deal, is watching you and judging you and criticizing you and making you feel bad and getting you on a program so that you give all your attention to it as it turns you into the person you should be. And so if you just decide, which I hope you will, that you are the person you need to be. You are the person you should be. You're the perfect Virginia. And was it, did we just do the quote about that you're the, well, anyway, you're the only Virginia that has ever been?
Yes.
Or, I mean, there are other Virginias, but not this one.
The Martha Graham quote, and, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And that if you don't be her, then we're never going to have her. Nobody's ever going to have her because this is it. We got one shot.
Right. And so and to not try and go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, you finish that thought. Not try to
define or describe what
that's
that
right.
is. Just to be.
That's right. Well, and it, even more exciting than that, find out.
Yes, that lights me up, actually.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What is she now? What is she feeling now? What's happening with her now?
Yeah.
You can just feel it, the embodiment, right? I mean, you have to be in her in order to have that experience, not standing back with conditioned mind, with ego, saying, well, I don't know about her.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Okay, great. This is so helpful, Sherry. It's so helpful because it actually came out when I was trying to do that assignment, and I sensed there was something fishy there. And I don't know. That's why I wanted to talk about it. I kind of got
And we get fooled because it sounds so right, doesn't it? I mean, do you want to be the best Virginia that you can be? And which you do. It's just that wish gets taken over by ego, who says, "Oh, I can help you with that. Here, let me show you what's wrong with you, and then we'll improve all of those things, and then you'll be the right Virginia, right?" And then, so this really is—it's a matter of faith and trust. It is kind of like stepping off a cliff because you're not going to watch her all. You're not going to watch her all the time. You're gonna actually be in there.
Oh my gosh.
Awareness with this human being finding out, well, what is it like to be really alive in the moment?
Yeah. You know, that's so funny. Yes. And that image of jumping off the cliff came up too, just as you were, right before you said it came up for me too. And there's actually a thrill that goes with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yeah. Yes,
it's improv.
Yeah.
And life is improv, as has been pointed out. Right? It is. It's not like improv. It is improv.
Yeah.
And so here you are, just right here in the moment, eyes wide open and bright and ready.
Yes, exactly. Wow, thank you so much, Sherry. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. Glad you made it back.
me too. All right, thank you both.
All right, go happy.
Good night. I will. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, Virginia. And Sherry, I think we have time for one more caller here.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself? Next caller. Let's try this again. Next
hey,
caller.
Sherry, Michael, and
you are. Go ahead.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, everybody. I'm great. What a great call tonight, as always. Here's what I've been just looking at. During that last conversation, so I've been in this place recently of just thanks to the year-long retreat and just thanks to who knows what, thanks to life, of really surrendering and just you know, just, you know, what arises to do, okay, and not needing to figure it out and have a plan, you know, or
have a plan.
You know, not not to try to, you know, and really part of that is surrendering what I, you know, the I thinks I want, you know, and mm-hmm. And just it's like, oh yeah, right, just, you know, life. Yeah,
what now, life?
What are we doing now?
Yes, because Jeff, because that's really significant, because all conditioning, all ego wants is for you not to be in the moment. That's the plan. So to get you to think about anything, figure out anything other than just being here where you're actually living right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's really fabulous. It's just a great time. there's so many things about it. So what I was just watching then during this last conversation is the conversation that is trying to start to take that away. And so how it, and I've watched this so many times, but I feel like I was more present to it just a few minutes ago than I ever have been. And so how it started doing it, it started, the first thought was to worry that this is going to go away. That was the first thought.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Uh-huh. And then what happens is the attention goes to that conversation.
That's right.
And then what happens is I watch the attention going up into the head and kind of like this worry that I am going to mess it up. And then the thought, well, this isn't really me doing it. This is that system doing it. And anyway, and just that process of it's a control in quotes, control process of supposedly trying to watch to make sure that it doesn't go that way.
Yes, and yes, that it's designed to make sure you stay present.
Right.
That's mm-hmm, right with you. Go ahead.
And what I have to do, supposedly, according to this, is watch from the head all the time to make sure this bad thing doesn't happen. And so. To watch what's going, and it's, of course, it's just, there's no way to be in the moment doing that. So anyway, I just,
well,
it was
and,
just.
Well, and Jeff, what you get to see in that is the bad thing.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's there saying, I'm in the head watching to make sure nothing bad happens. But that process is the something bad, the only something bad that's ever going to happen to you.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and then on the other hand, there's just noticing that process going on, you know, just noticing that.
Yes.
Process. And then it tries to catch the attention, you know, and some of the attention goes up there, and then just practicing with that. Just, okay,
yes.
That's fine.
And the
that's
way
fine.
We were, the way we were talking about with Lisa is to realize that you, in quotes, you are the awareness that's watching all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even when it's up in the head, you know, keeping a sharp eye to make sure nothing happens, you're aware of that. Your awareness is watching that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good.
And
it's
so,
kind of like little.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, you also have the answer to it, which is when you notice that's happening, you can just say, what now, life? And you can feel the energy come right back to you. Didn't you?
Yeah. So one thing I get in that is just, it's kind of laughing at conditioning. And it's like, it's not a problem. And, oh,
that's right.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, life, what now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good.
And you can say that 60 times a minute, if you could talk that fast. You know, it doesn't matter, because the what now life is where you want to be. You're in awareness, or you couldn't remember to say that. And so it doesn't matter that, you know, ego will say, well, you keep saying what now life, but life isn't offering you anything. Nothing. It's all you're doing is saying, yeah, yep, that's funny. And by the way, I'm breathing, and I can look around, and I feel my feet on the floor, and yeah, I'm alive.
Yeah. Yeah. And what now? And I don't know. And all of that feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
All of that feels really relaxing and, you know, so anyway.
And delightful. Yeah. Delightful.
Yeah, it really
is. When we feel the energy come back to us, it's delightful. And the point that you made is really significant. So attention goes up there to conditioned mind. Not a problem. You're going to realize it, and then you can just laugh and say, okay, what now, life?
Yeah.
The only reason,
past doesn't matter.
The only way, that's right. That's right. And if we don't fall into the, oh, God, there I go again. I can't believe it. Why can't I just, if we don't go down that road, if we just go, okay, well, here we are, what now?
Mm-hmm.
That ego just can't, it just can't get to you.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much, Sherry.
You are so welcome. What fun.
Thank you. You're <It's so fun. laughs> Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Sangha.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Jeff. And thank you, Sherry, and thank you, Sangha, and thank you, Michael, and another fabulous show.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Sangha. Thank you, all of us. It is fun, isn't it?
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, go happy and
go happy.
In love. And blow a kiss to your hummingbird family for me, okay?
Okay, I will do that.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Good night.
Thanks, Sherry. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.